Latrobe boxer Luke Woods will tonight fight for the WBC Australasian Super Welterweight title in Brisbane, and he joins me now. Good morning, Luke.
Good day, mate.
How are you going? Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Now, your last fight was back in December, and that was as a welterweight, and you actually lost that one. And I understand, you know, you probably felt a bit down about losing, and you even contemplated retiring at that stage, but now things have changed for the better.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. I got offered this big opportunity fight for the WBC Australasian title at the weight division up, which is, you know, I know very well that I've probably been picked as an underdog coming off the loss, but, you know, coming up a weight is going to be a lot easier for me. You know, for those people who have like been in the ring with me, just know that I'm pretty big for a welterweight anyway. So I'm actually a really, really good size super welterweight.
Now, with your last fight, did you have to fast a lot, or you know, were you not at full strength that may have contributed to the loss?
Yeah, it was a lot to do with that, mate. The main thing I found was the day we flew out. It was actually December the 3rd, I think it was. And anyway, we flew out. We had snow on our mountains up here in Tassie, landing in Brisbane, and it was something ridiculous, like 30 something degrees. And yeah, that had a big toll on it. Just the climate change, just going from, and yeah, obviously, you know, I was starving pretty hard to get there. I hadn't made 66 kilos in over 2 years, so it was really, really tough to do again. As now, like, my weight's really good, thinking good, feeling good, training well.
What's the last 12 months been like for you? We know for a lot of sports people, men or women, and all sorts of sports, the pandemic really threw a spanner into the works for training and schedules and things like that. But I'm guessing because boxers do a lot of training alone, it probably didn't upset your routine too much.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I had a fight lined up for, it was mid-March from memory, and that was at welterweight as well, and I was pretty close to weight. A week before the fight, they called it off due to the COVID, and I remember just going, oh, all that hard work for nothing. And I ended up, we had to shut the gym by government rules, had to shut the gym. So I enjoyed a good spell. I had about 2 months sitting on the couch, enjoying myself, put on too much weight. I think a lot of people did, though.
Mm.
And, yeah, two months of no training. I'd just go to work every day, and that was pretty much me outing for the day. I'd go to work, come home, and yeah, just chill out. And I won't lie, I really enjoyed the spell, but it definitely put a bit of a backtrack on my career a bit.
Might have had something.
Done the exact same to everyone.
It might have been a factor in you going up a weight division as well, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly right.
At the moment, leading up to the fight, you're training 2.5 hours a day. So, what sorts of things do you do? Obviously, there's time, you know, on the punch bag and a bit of sparring. But what other things do you do to keep fit?
I've been going down. Like, we've only just thrown it in. I'll go down to like Moreland's Beach and do some beach sprints. You know, one night here and there. Then on another night, I'll do obviously strength and conditioning, whether it just be with you know, medicine balls or weights or dumbbells, or then other nights we'll just do like a strength and conditioning sort of circuit where we don't like use any weights at all, but just with just bare minimum like squats, push-ups, sit-ups, all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I've been travelling around. I went over to Melbourne and got some really good sparring in a couple of weeks back against some really good pros. And, yeah, Michael Zarafa was one of them. He's fighting Tim Zhu coming up here in July 7, I think it is.
Okay. Some quality sparring partners there by the sound of it. Now, the bloke you're taking on tonight is Joe Camilleri. What do we know about him?
He's good. He's pretty good. He's been there and done that. He's the same age as me, so I've got... There's not really a lot of advantages and disadvantages. He had quite a lot of fights at welterweight, and he's gone up to super welterweight himself. He went the distance with Tim Zhu, which is pretty impressive because we all know what Tim Zhu's like.
Indeed. So you, as you said, you're going into this one as the underdog tonight. How confident are you, though? I guess, you know, you've got to be confident, otherwise you wouldn't be taking the bout.
Yeah, exactly right. Like, I believe in my ability. I think I can pull it off. I really do. And that's what it's all about in boxing. It doesn't matter if the whole world believes in you. If you don't believe in yourself, you're wasting your time. And I really believe I can do it. I really believe I can do this one.
Okay, well, good luck with it tonight. Thank you for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. See you, Martin.